I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, the texts have already started coming in. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? X-ray vision, obviously. Cutter, is that you? Is that your burner phone? X-ray vision?
No. I ordered those glasses when I was a kid. They didn't work with a bleep. How about Jim Peake coming in hot with the Finch nugget? Chris Finch will be the most successful coach in Wolves history.
You would be more bold if you said that about Red Auerbach and the Celtics, maybe? Or
the Finchie, man. The Birdman.
Finchie?
Call him the Birdman. The Bird.
Jim, basically, did you hear him at the start talking about his play in preseason? I was spectacular. I was awesome. How about perpetual health? Does that count as a superpower? Perpetual health.
Yeah, I think like a super immune system, right?
Is that essentially the Wolverine's superpower, right? Is that he could heal from anything. So there you go.
See, this is where we need Dan to tell us which superpower had it. And by the way, does a superpower, is this examination here, is it required that one of them had this power? Could we not just come up with another one?
I mean, it's all fiction. You can come up with whatever you want, right?
How are you testing that out? How are you testing that out if somebody says, you've got it now, you can heal yourself, so what are you, going big to, like, okay, shoot me in the head? Or are you just trying a little cut at first to see if that heals?
Well, as we said, that jump up from the little cut to the bullet to the brain is pretty dramatic. Perpetual, endless strength. There's nothing, no matter how dastardly the situation, your strength is always there. Who's that guy? Is that the Hulk? I mean, who's that guy?
Oh, that's any strongest number, right? I mean, that's a whole mess of superheroes.
Superman
has the super strength. Yeah, Superman would have it.
Superman.
Captain America would have it.
I would think, Adam, you'd want to be invisible, the sick person you are, to go to various locations.
Sick puppy.
No. I think mine is clear. Incredible sexual prowess would be my super strength. Well, wait a minute, I already got that.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jen is hoping for that sometime soon.
Sex man to the rescue.
Sex man. Wait a second. Who do we get? Do we get Superman? Do we get Captain America? No, we have Sex Man.
I'm sure you have tape in your shelf that is that one.
Betamax, I think, actually.
Stern? Was he Fart Man?
Fart Man, yeah.
Teleport. Would you like to teleport? Boom, you're all of a sudden in your Brisbane, Australia from,
that'd be pretty
the
cool.
Studio right there.
That'd be pretty nice.
That would be pretty cool. Cook, this is your ballywick.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Flying. 100%.
Want to fly.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Stop. I mean, the
overrated.
The number of things you can get done being able to fly and not having to worry about, transporting yourself somewhere would be enormous.
I'd rather just teleport.
Teleport. Yeah.
Well,
teleport's way better than flying.
Fly. It's going to take you time to fly.
Yeah, boom.
I snap my fingers. I'm there waiting for you.
I'm trying to think of superheroes that teleport. And there was one of the X-Men that could do it, but had to be able to see where he was going in order to be able to. So he could only do as far as he could see, essentially. I'm not sure I would trust that quite so much.
of the senses, the vision, the hearing, the taste, the smell.
I don't know what
the vision.
I don't know what super taste is going to give you.
I never know. Hey, sex man. Maybe you should incorporate that, sex man.
Again, I'll stand by my statement. What is super taste? I don't know how good that would be.
I think having any of the senses enhanced is probably overrated.
Really?
Smell too. I mean,
because it would just be it would be an overwhelming amount of input that you'd be getting.
Yeah, if you could regulate it,
that's the trick.
As someone who broadcasts games for 16 years and was doing this thing for 30 some years, and then has some family hearing history issues, I'd like that hearing enhanced just a little bit.
Okay, but I'm saying, say you have the same career, the number of locker rooms that you've been in, and then have super smell, and tell me that's a good thing.
Yeah, locker rooms aren't that bad.
Hockey ones are.
Yeah, hockey overall is just, you're 100% right. It's just awful. Understanding the opposite sex. Now, that would be a superpower.
Or
whatever gender you're attracted to, right? Super smart. How about that one?
So doesn't that almost always seem to be end up being the villains or the super smart ones, right?
That'd get annoying, too. I mean, you'd be hanging around people. Okay, here comes Adam again. Okay, what are you going to tell us now? Right? I mean, you're going to be Mr. Smarty Pants.
I don't think it's going to be like Cliff Clavin walking into Cheers. Like, I mean, dropping off
get
a nugget.
Old. Like, I mean, your buddies would get tired of you if you were Mr. So,
put it on Twitter. Adam Carter says, intelligence gets old.
Overrated.
Well, like overrated. All supreme intelligence, it would. People don't like being talked down to.
Well, but you can be really smart without talking down to somebody, right?
It would get to a point where you're talking down to them. Even if you're not trying, people would take it that
way. People would perceive it that way, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's fair. The ability to absorb and use other individuals' power. So you take the best out of everybody you meet and suck that dry. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
It certainly gives you a certain amount of variety. The problem is, what effect does that have on the person whose power you're taking?
That's on them.
Oh, no, that's not. That's on you, because you took it.
Carter,
not that's my problem anymore.
Exactly.
Also, superpower to have no conscience to help too.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Superpower to be really selfish.
What were we talking about? Selfish culture earlier in the show. When were we talking about?
Yes, we were. I want to read you this list I saw. I think it's from the Brits. Their greatest television shows ever. Greatest television shows ever. If you want to tell me, by the way, you can chime in your superpower. The one greatest television show of all time. Can't give me two. I don't care if it's from the 1940s Adams era or right now. Greatest television show of your lifetime. I'm going to give you this list. When we come back on Newstalk 830 WCCO, we'll get to this TV list and your thoughts and moments to remind you. We talked about it earlier. Sold out X last night. Wild win a dramatic game over the Jets. College night discounts are also making a return. Tickets start as low as $39. Find out more about these select college night games each month, wild.com/themepacks. And this weekend, Wild take on Anaheim and Nashville. WCCO has free tickets for you to go. WCCORadio.com/contest. Again, WCCORadio.com/contest. Okay. BBC polled 206 critics, academics, and industry figures from 43 countries. I was not asked. They could only vote for shows this list January 1st, 2000 on. You can text me at 651-461-9226, your favorite show of all time. Here's the list. Number one. Did you guys see it? I'm guessing.
I have not. No.
No.
Guess the number one show.
Benny Hill.
Very good.
Sopranos.
Didn't make the top 10.
What?
No, is this a British list? I thought it was a British TV only.
No.
Oh,
okay. It's Brits. Although, you know what? Did Sopranos start before 2000? It may have.
Oh, yeah.
The Wire. Goes The Wire, Mad Men, Breaking Bad, Fleabag, Game of Thrones, I May Destroy You, The Leftovers, The Americans, The Office, UK version, thank you, Succession. Okay, a couple highlights for me. I am elated to see The Americans, a show I loved and is so vastly underrated, get the respect it deserves. I May Destroy You, I'm unfamiliar with. You guys know I May Destroy You?
The same thing. I've never heard of it. Is that a British show, perhaps?
Must be. Hot take, Mad Men, too high in this list.
No, you're absolutely wrong about that.
It's a very good show. It's not the second best show. Come on. Come on. Carter, early reaction to this list.
Good, too. You know, another one that's included that I always forget about to include when I'm talking about great TV shows because it was only a three-year run, but The Leftovers was a really good show.
You like that a lot, right? Dark.
Very dark.
Let me look here.
But The Rapture, not usually an uplifting topic.
No. Some other ones on the list because they went further. 11, by the way, if you're wondering, BoJack Horseman. Curb was 21. Lost, a show that until its finale I loved, is 19. I'm sorry, if the finale is a failure, I think it chips away pretty dramatically. Dan Cook, your all-time favorite show is?
All-time? I probably would say Cheers.
Cheers.
Mad Men would be right up there, too. But I would say, I think Cheers is the greatest sitcom ever. I'll do deference to Seinfeld.
Adam Robert Carter.
I don't know. I never have an answer for this. Like, the best show ever. Just because there's like five, you know, I could. But I'm going to say Sopranos. I think Sopranos, for the complete picture, its impact and its uniqueness, its groundbreaking, I think The Sopranos is probably the best.
It's way up there. It's in my top five for sure, but I would go Curb if I've got to pick one. For me, I go back and forth on the three dramas. Breaking Bad, The Wire, and Sopranos. And I can make an argument for any of the three. Breaking Bad, once it got going, was absolutely brilliant. Sopranos, Adam, was amazing from the opening episode. It's not easy to have a show which becomes historic in that manner. And just from the opening episode, you're all in. The Wire's first season, just spectacular. Just so good.
Yeah. See, I think The Wire, there were a couple of seasons of The Wire. The Wire, to me, great, but there were a couple of seasons that were eh. So it's the complete picture for me is not as high.
The one about the docs, that is season two, right? That is kind of the weakest one for me. We got to go. Paul and Jordana are next among our guests tomorrow, 12:35, Jason DeRosha. Give us a follow on Twitter, at AC830, at Dan Cook, WCCO, at Chad Hartman Show. Enjoy the afternoon, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.